The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Well, I'm just trying to lay it out. Praise God. Then I say, and not only if they look at your disciplined worship, if your worship is disciplined, another way they can measure you and look, praise God, by disciplined Bible study. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean coming out to Bible study every Wednesday. I know some folks say, well, that means that he must want us to come out to Bible study every Wednesday. No! I can go to every house. Everybody in here, everybody got a Bible. There is a Bible somewhere in your house. And all of these folks with all of these smart devices, they got Bibles on them. Well, I know they there. I say Bible study. Read it. Study the word. Meditate on the word of God. That's all I'm talking about. Praise God. Don't let a day go by where you don't at least sit down and try to read something out of the Bible. Because if you read something out of the Bible and you let what you read work on you, somebody gonna see it. You allow the words to work on that attitude, somebody gonna see that attitude has changed. So discipline Bible study. I think number five was the disciplined prayer life. Man, we have to pray. Pray without ceasing. We have to pray. Amen. We have to pray. Paul summed up when he put us, he gave us seven things. When we talk about putting on the whole armor of God, and he said, praying. In other words, that means that we have to continue to pray. Praise God. When we wake up, we ought to tell Jesus, thank you for tapping me on the shoulder to let me get up today. When I get to work, God, thank you for protecting me as I travel up and down the dangerous highway. God allow you to work all day. You ought to get up and say, Lord, thank you for allowing me to work. You didn't even allow an accident to happen while I was working. Praise God. So discipline prayer life. Number six, I believe, was the discipline family life. Was that number seven? That's seven. Thank you. I'm glad y'all count. Discipline family life. And we use Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, as our launch for that one. We said that when Joshua said, if y'all want to serve all them other gods, I don't care. I don't care. I can't speak for Deacon Robinson's family. I can't speak for Reverend Phillips' family. I can't speak for Deacon Antoine. Amen. This is what Joshua was saying. He said, if you want to serve the God on the other side of the flood, if you want to serve the God that's in the land where you are, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Hitchabites, and all the rest of them, I better not say that. But he said, as for me and my house, my family, we're going to serve the Lord. And let me tell you something. That scripture that says, train them up while they are young. Can I tell y'all that? Parents, young parents, train them up while they are young. You know why I tell you to train them up while they're young? Can I say it? I lived it. Because when they get a little older, start smelling themselves, they're going to go off. The prodigal son did. They get older, they get a little older, getting influenced by their friends and all that kind of stuff like that, start smelling themselves. Praise God. They're going to go off. They want to experience life. But like that prodigal son, when he went out there and experienced life, what happened when he fell into life's difficulties? He fell back on what the parents had put in him as a young child. And he remembered, he said, you know something? Back in my father's house. Man, them folks are eating good food now. I'm out here in this hog pen. He remembered. That's why I say train them up. Train them up. Bring them to church as much as you could. Don't let them stay home looking at cartoons. Don't let them stay home looking at some sports event. Bring them to church. Let them look at all that stuff on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then Saturday. But praise God on Sunday. Come on, bring them in so that they can learn something about this God that we serve. All right, that's enough. That's got them. Now, these next six don't hit you. They're going to know by discipline friendships. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we have to have discipline. Our friendships, the friends that we make, praise God, it's going to make a difference in our life. You know, we need, and I'm glad I got some young people here today. We need to commit ourselves to companions. I'm talking about friends who will build up our lives rather than tear them down. Oh, boy. God has a plan for every last one of our lives. And God has friendships that he wants to put us in contact with, because he know that it's those friendships, I'm talking about those godly friendships, that's going to help us not only grow spiritually, but it's going to be those friendships that's going to help us in carrying out God's plan. Can I do something? I want everybody to do it. Put your Bible down if you have one. Put your iPhone down if you got one. I'm going to show you how God put people in our lives to help us. But we got to recognize who those people are. Take your hand. God want to, with nobody else in your life, what do you hear? You hear nothing. All right. Let's let him put one person in your life that's going to help you spiritually. Take the other finger right there and do this. Everybody hear that?
Yes.
Everybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Everybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
Let's take two friendships. Get two fingers.
Uh-huh. Even louder.
Let's take three friends. Sir. Three friendships.
Even louder.
Oh, boy. Let's take four. Do you see? Do you see what I'm trying to get at? There are some friendships that God want to put in your life. Praise God. That's going to make your life more meaningful. And that's going to allow you, praise God, to carry out the plan that he has for you. But if you don't recognize those friends, young people, we can't let any and everybody into our inner circle.
Yes. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus had 12 disciples. One betrayed him, praise God. But even out of the 12 that he had three of them that was in his inner circle. When he was on the Mount of Transfiguration, he took Peter, James, and John. When he went into to raise Jairus' daughter from the dead, he took Peter, James, and John. Why he left the other ones out, I don't know. Maybe they were doubters. But he had those folks that were in his close circle who did what? Enhance what he was doing. And brothers and sisters, we got to pay some attention. People want to look at those disciplines. You can't say that you are a Christian if you walk and you running around with a bunch of folk. make sure I get this on the tape. You can't call yourself a Christian, got somebody that's going to try to enhance your Christian walk, help you to accomplish the plan that God has in your life. Every time they, every word that come out of their mouth, man, we need somebody that's going to correct us. Brother Cubbard, I need somebody that if I'm doing something wrong, they're going to look at me and say, Pastor, Reverend Martin, you are a friend of mine. And what you are doing is wrong. See, that's what friends will do. Acquaintances will let you do anything that you want to do. They're going to tell you about those disciplined friendships. Oh, boy. The next one, they're going to tell about disciplined finances. Look at this thing. This involves letting Jesus Christ control, look at these three words, y'all. Control our giving, our receiving, and our spending. It's a discipline. That's what I'm talking about. Discipline finances. When we allow Jesus to control it. Have you ever wondered why some people do everything to try to get every nickel that they can, make all try to schemes and do all of this stuff, and as soon as they get the money is gone. I don't care what they do. I don't care how they do it. And they think they're getting away. But God has his eyes on them. He's trying to make all the money in the world. But if you don't allow Jesus Christ to control your spending habits, he's not controlling your receiving. He's not controlling your giving. Praise God. As fast as you get it. Because you know what this, that, you know what this old fleshly man, the fleshly man wants everything, boy. He wants everything. Right, Mike? He wants everything. See a Lamborghini over there. You already got one. But they said, man, that Lamborghini over there is red. Yours is blue. You ain't letting God control your spending. God has given you a job. You've gone out and you have worked all week. And you have received some money. And guess what you do with it? Going there. I know that he was going there. Yeah, I'm going to the boat. Yes, sir. And folks gonna know that your life, are you living a disciplined life, with your finances by what you do. Man, I can't. I'm not going to say that. I know this thing is being recorded.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.